They found Seth Hubbard in the general area where he had promised to be, though not exactly in the condition expected. He was at the end of a rope, 6 feet off the ground, and twisting slightly in the wind. A front was moving through, and Seth was soaked when they found him. Not that it mattered. Someone would point out that there was no mud on his shoes and no tracks below him, so therefore he was probably hanging and dead when the rain began. Why was that important? Ultimately, it was not. The logistics of hanging oneself from a tree are not that simple. Evidently, Seth thought of everything. The rope was 3/4-inch braided natural manila, of some age and easily strong enough to handle Seth, who weighed 160 pounds a month earlier at the doctor's office. One end was tied firmly to a lower branch of the same tree and secured with a slapdash mix of knots and lashings. But they held. The other end was looped over a higher branch, 2 feet in girth and exactly 21 feet from the ground. From there, it fell about 9 feet, culminating in a perfect hangman's knot, one that Seth had undoubtedly worked on for some time. The noose was straight from the textbook, with 13 coils designed to collapse the loop under pressure. A true hangman's knot snaps the neck, making death quicker and less painful, and apparently Seth had done his homework. Other than what was obvious, there was no sign of a struggle or suffering. A 6-foot stepladder had been kicked aside and was lying benignly nearby. Seth had picked his tree, flung his rope, tied it off, climbed the ladder, adjusted the noose, and when everything was just right, kicked the ladder and fell. His hands were free and dangling near his pockets. For the occasion, he had selected his finest suit, a thick wool blend, dark gray, and usually reserved for funerals in cooler weather. His black wingtips were polished and spotless. His blue necktie was perfectly knotted. Within hours, it would be known that Seth Hubbard had attended the 11 a.m. worship service at a nearby church. He had spoken to acquaintances, joked with a deacon, placed an offering in the plate, and seemed in reasonably good spirits. Most folks knew Seth was battling lung cancer, though virtually no one knew the doctors had given him a short time to live. Seth was on several prayer lists at the church. However, he carried the stigma of 2 divorces and would always be tainted as a true Christian. His suicide would not help matters.